Broadcasting worldwide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse. Welcome to April 12th. It is Saturday at the Masters Augusta National Golf Club, the 78th edition. John Huggan, European correspondent for Golf World and Golf Digest magazine and golf correspondent for The Scotsman. We're going to be talking with him, as well as Sandy Crowley, our Augusta golf girl, the Augusta insider, to find out how you, if one of your kids makes it into the Drive Chip Putt National Finals and goes next year to Augusta. She'll help us figure out how to get the best lodgings for your money. But first, let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount. They're at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. And we've got two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. That's right, for a lucky winner today. It's all part of graduation season. We are celebrating a new beginning for your life, and it's like we've got a new beginning in the world of golf, where the old guard seems to be going out, the new guard coming in. I'm not sure who the new guard is, and none of us, I think, maybe Jordan Spieth, of course, is on those, but who's got the je ne sais quoi to keep the price point up so that we can keep supporting the level that golf has come to with Tiger Woods? I mean, he brought the prices up for everybody. So there's a huge, there's a lot to be thought about as golf is changing. But one of the biggest things that we're thinking about right now is, of course, it's Saturday. It is moving day at the Masters. Gary Woodland is on fire, shot a 30 on the front nine. Amazing round of golf there. Firm, fast conditions. John Huggan, European correspondent for Golf World, Golf Digest magazine, correspondent for The Scotsman. Welcome to the show, John.
Nice to be with you.
You know, we've got, in 15 years, we haven't had a European put on the green jacket. It doesn't seem like that's possible. And Maria Jose Olazabal said that he sees the drought ending. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about. We have a lot of Europeans on this leaderboard. You think we're going to see one win soon?
Ooh, well, that's a big question. And it's obviously one that's been debated at length in my part of the world over the last few years, because there was a time not so very long ago where the Europeans dominated Augusta. Now we've gone, as you say, 15 years without anyone winning. And I have to say, we've got some pretty unlikely candidates from the European side. They're not the guys that you would have picked coming in here, with Thomas Bjorn and Jonas Blix, the guys like that. But they're very good players, but they wouldn't have been top of your list of European candidates, I wouldn't have thought. But most of them, unfortunately, are on the way home.
Stephen Gallagher. Did Stephen Gallagher make the cut this year?
Yes. Well, he's one under par. I should have mentioned him.
Yes.
In fact, he should have been top of my list,
yeah.
Given where I come from. Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm surprised the Scotsman doesn't mention the Scotsman.
Yeah.
But Jonas Blix is interesting. He'd be the first Swede, right, to win, and then the first European. And he's got sort of kind of an interesting attitude. It's cool, you know, for him. He's an interesting character. What do you know about Jonas?
Well, he sounds a bit more like a Bond villain than he does a golfer, to be honest. But he's been over here a long time in America. I mean, he almost sounds more American than Swedish. But I have it on good authority that he is, in fact, a member of the European Tour, which makes him eligible for the Ryder Cup. So I'm sure Paul McGinley, who's here this week, will be keeping a close eye on Mr. Blix.
Yeah, and Thomas Bjorn, I've heard that I think Colin Montgomery on Golf Channel yesterday, I was listening to him, he said he's one of the most powerful men in European golf. He makes decisions on the European golf because he's on the board. And on the player, is it the player representative board of the European Tour?
Well, it might be a bit of a stretch to say that he actually makes the decisions himself. But he is he's the chairman of the tournament committee, which is basically the players' committee on the European Tour. And he's been in that position now for almost 10 years. So he does have, let's say he's got quite a lot of influence on the European Tour, but he doesn't actually make any of the decisions himself, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I don't think even Thomas would claim that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Mr. Montgomery also said that he was asked, you know, what is it that makes Bjorn such a good player? And he's consistent, isn't he?
Well, you're spending far too much time listening to Monty. That's the first thing I can tell
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't get a chance to listen to you. I suppose I should shut up and let you just talk.
Yeah. Well, the thing that strikes people most about Thomas is if he's not one of the top five wedge players in the world, I'd be very surprised. And he's unbelievably good with the wedge from, you know, inside 100 yards. And that's where he makes his money and wins his tournaments. For a while there, I mean, he's almost come back from the dead in the last few years. I mean, he was in a real depth of a depression with his game maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but he's come back strong. And over the last 18 months or so, there's been very few players in the world, I mean the world, including America, have been more consistent than Thomas. He's been right up there almost every week he's played.
Okay, well, it'll just be interesting to see how this all plays out. Who do you see as, I mean, did we expect Gary Woodland to shoot 30 on the front nine?
Well, no. I mean, I'm actually heartened to see that there's obviously a really low score out there, because that hasn't been the case the first 2 days, basically because of the severity of the pin positions. And though I have to say, I've looked at the pin sheet again today, and there's 17 pins out of 18 are 7 yards or less from the edge of the putting surfaces. So they've not exactly made it a lot easier today. But obviously, Gary Woodland has shown that if you play well enough, there's a low score there.
Yeah, and then there's Rory McIlroy. I mean, there's one thing to hit the ball poorly, you know, but then to have it bounce off a sprinkler head into the azaleas.
Yeah, that was slightly unfortunate. Although I'm looking at his score at the moment, and he's not doing too well today again. In fact, the guy who's playing as his marker outscored him by 2 shots on the front nine holes, one of the first 9 holes, apparently. So not too good.
No, that's painful, painful. You know, I got to ask you a question. We were talking about this kind of on Twitter a little bit. You know, pin positions, pin sheets, hole locations. I got to talk to you about this because I'm around a lot of people who don't necessarily listen or watch or read a lot about golf. They play, but when they want to talk intelligently, you know, with golfers who do follow the game adamantly and use the proper lingo, they're not sure how to set. Is it pin placement, hole location, pin sheet? They don't know what to say. What's the correct? What do you say?
Well, where I come from, I mean, I'm from Scotland, where we invented the game,
right,
basically.
Right.
So, and we say pin position. So to me, that should really be the end of it.
There you go.
This hole location thing seems to be some kind of invention of the laser people at the USGA who seem to think that they know more about golf than Scottish people do. And I would beg to differ on that.
I think the USGA wants to take over the RNA. What do you think?
I think they want to take over the world, never mind the RNA.
All right, it's to kind of open the show with, you know, there's this big nut that we've got now for golf, and Tiger Woods kind of created it. People, you know, turn on the TV, they read anything that says Tiger Woods for whatever reason. They either love him, they hate him, they just like the way he plays, whatever. And now, is there somebody with the charisma that will continue to drive this game to the level that it's attained over the last 20 years?
Ooh, I think to be honest with you, I think that's an unrealistic expectation, because before Tiger, no golfer in the history of the game had ever been the most famous sportsman on the planet. And I'm not sure, it would be a very long time again after Tiger before that's the case again. I can't imagine a golfer being the most famous, as famous as Tiger has been in the very near future, certainly in the near future. So, I mean, he basically took the game, I think, to a level that we'd never seen before. And maybe we're just, as his career, you know, inevitably heads downwards, the numbers of participation and all the rest of it are maybe just going to go with him. And maybe we'll be back in 5 years' time to where we were before Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that simple. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's really why it's so important for us to reach the people who aren't so, you know, on the inside of golf, the people who just play the game, and get more of them to come and play the game, come and have fun, because it is a fun game. I love playing golf, and I don't worry about my score. That's, I think, the best way. I played Hawaii Kai last weekend, and it was rolling firm and fast, and I was so happy because my ball went so much farther.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I think that the people across the world, they spend far too much time adding their score up. I think most people, they should play match play and just hit the ball and have fun, I think, and get rid of the scorecards. I think that's it's a recipe for not having fun half of the time, because if you're playing badly and you're recording the numbers, you're not going to make you feel good.
No, just reinforces what you already know.
Yeah, exactly.
So who are you following? I'm just curious what story John Huggan is going to have in Golf World and Golf Digest and maybe The Scotsman.
Well, if you've got any ideas for Golf World, we had a meeting this morning, and we as usual at this time, you know, with two rounds to go, we just came up with a list of possibilities. There's nothing actually hard and fast decided. We're going to have another meeting tomorrow morning that will probably determine, you know, who does what feature and on what subject. So it's really too early to tell, because you've got to wait and see what happens.
Adam Scott is kind of in the same place he was last year. You think we'll see a repeat? What's your feeling?
I tell you what, whoever wins this thing is going to have to beat Adam Scott. He's going to be right there at the end. His technique is just too good for him to go away on a very difficult, especially on a very difficult golf course where ball striking counts for more than it normally does in a regular event. But having said that, the X factor with Adam is always his putting. I mean, he's onto the long broom handle thing, and he's a better putter with that than he was with the short one. But I don't think Adam's ever going to be, you know, recognised as a great putter. I think he's a better putter, but he's never going to be a great putter. And that's always the, as I say, the X factor with him when he gets into contention.
And then Bubba Watson. I mean, yes, he's long, but yesterday, Adam was saying that it was really hard to, it was firm and fast, and it was hard to hold the green yesterday. Bubba was reading the contours and the speed. It was like, it was amazing watching yesterday.
I tell you what, he's say what you like about him as a character, but he's incredibly entertaining to watch. And he's got an enormous advantage on this course simply because he hits the ball so far. I watched a few holes with him and Sergio Garcia and Luke Donald yesterday. And off the ninth tee, for example, Luke Donald hit this big pull off the tee into the trees halfway down the hill on the left-hand side and was blocked out, had basically no shot, had to punch it under the tree just up short of the green. And Bubba hit exactly the same tee shot, same trajectory, same thing, apart from the fact that it went 50 yards further past the trees, and he had a gap wedge to the green. You know, that's the difference. He can hit the bad shot and get away with it a lot more on this course than someone at Luke Donald's length.
Wow. Yeah, that's really something. It's great talking with you. I mean, we've got six guys over 50 playing this course on the weekend in contention. And Freddie Couples, you know? And every year he's like right there, and then there's the Saturday. It's like, I'd be tired after 2 days of walking Augusta National. I just don't know what he's going to do today. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it says a lot for the game of golf as a whole that you get such a spread of, you know, ages. You've got Jordan Spieth and Fred Couples, you know, right one after the other on the leaderboard here that I'm looking at, and one's 20 and one's 54.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a credit to the game more than anything. It's a game that can be played by young and old.
Fabulous talking with you, John Huggan. Golf writer for The Scotsman, of course, European correspondent for Golf World and Golf Digest. Great talking with you, John. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Why wait? To be old enough or wise enough? Why wait to own the road ahead when you can do it now? Why wait to drive the Acura ILX? Why wait to experience design with purpose? An exterior so unique, you have to see it to believe it. Why wait to have the world within reach with the intuitive controls of the Acura ILX? Why wait to grab life by the wheel when you can do it now with paddle shifters? Why wait to follow the rules when you can make up your own? Why wait another 25 years to get what you want? The 2014 Acura ILX. Don't wait. Have a quarter-life crisis.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse, co-host of the Grill Room Radio Show. It's on TuneIn Radio every Monday. And then, of course, you can listen to it anytime you want. He is the author of The Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. And he's powerful enough to set off betting frenzies in the UK, where he's on the air all the time. The voice of golf, Mr. Bob Bubka.
What an introduction, Danielle. The check is in the mail. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. Instead of sending you a check, I'm going to give you a big surprise and tell you that this is a huge day in the state of Georgia.
Wait a second. It's the Masters. Of course it's a huge day in the state of Georgia.
But wait a minute. There's something bigger going on in the state of Georgia.
Okay, it's grilled cheese sandwich day.
Spring football game. For the University of Georgia, and statewide football is far bigger than golf in the state of Georgia. So they're playing the spring football game today, and you're right about the third round of the Masters. And, you know, it's been kind of hum-hum a little bit over the first couple of days, but what Gary Woodland is doing out on that golf course as we speak is mind-boggling. He was 3 over par when he teed off. He made birdie on the first hole. He made eagle on the second hole. He made birdie on the sixth hole. He made birdie on the eighth hole. He made birdie on the ninth hole. He made birdie on the tenth hole.
Wow.
Right now, he's 3 shots out of the lead.
Wow. It's like Mark Leishman, right? He's 5 under, then he's 5 over, and he misses the cut. Now, Gary Woodland's out of nowhere on the trajectory up to the top of the leaderboard. It is amazing how this game can turn for you. What's the key? He's a long bomber, so I know he can get there. I guess he's really worked on his short game.
Well, he really has. That's a good point on your part, Danielle. And one other thing about Gary Woodland, on his bag is Tony Navarro, who caddied so many years for Greg Norman. So Tony Navarro knows Augusta National as well as any caddy, probably. So with that power of Gary Woodland and the local knowledge of Tony Navarro, they're making a move here. I mean, I don't know what Gary Woodland is going to end up shooting. That 30 on the front nine, by the way, ties the lowest score ever shot at Augusta National on that front side. So that's pretty remarkable stuff in its own right. And when you think that he has 13 and 15, two holes that you know very well, Danielle, that are reachable. Certainly, Gary Woodland will be having maybe 6, 7, 8 irons into the par five for his second shot. Who knows what kind of number he could put up today?
Yeah, it's just really something. You know, for the people who've been working all week and have no clue what happened so far at Augusta, this is the people who you will not see this weekend. Okay, just Ryan Moore, Sun Moon Bay, you say, okay. Hey, here's Luke Donald. Well, you say, okay. Sergio Garcia, Mark Leishman, Victor DeBuisson, Ernie Els, Phil Mickelson, Webb Simpson, Charles Schwartzel, Matthew Fitzpatrick, D.A. Points, Harris English, Ian Woosnam, Graham McDowell, Zach Johnson, Ken Duke, Dustin Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama, Brandon Grace, Trevor Immelman, Angel Cabrera, Mateo Manacero, Patrick Reed. Wait a minute, Patrick Reed, he's a top five player in the world.
Well, he thought he was anyway, and he found out how humbling it can really be at Augusta. But you're right in reading off those names. I mean, it's mind-boggling, and I don't know what is more surprising, those names that you just read off, or if I say a few names that are around for the weekend. How about Sandy Lyle?
Yes.
How about Bernhard Langa? How about Larry Mize?
Yes.
How about Fred Couples, who has a chance to win?
I know.
I mean,
it's really,
it looks like somebody so far after 36 holes just turned this leaderboard upside down.
Yeah, Keegan Bradley, Jason Duffner, Scott Stallings, who of course won the par three contest. Sorry, Scott. Craig Stadler is there, but his son, Craig did not make the cut, but his son, Kevin, did make the cut. So this is historical, isn't it? A father-son playing in the same Masters.
No, you're right, Danielle. Good point on your part. It's first time ever in history that we had a father-son compete in the same Masters. Craig Stadler won way back in 1982 and made the announcement this would be his last Masters as a competitor. He doesn't feel that his game is worthy to play. And you know, when you win a green jacket, you really have the right to play for the rest of your life. But every player at a certain point doesn't want to go out there and embarrass himself. It would not surprise me if Ben Crenshaw doesn't come back, despite how much he loves it here. I mean, for him to shoot 24 over par for two rounds, I know Ben very well. He's a good friend. I know how much that has to hurt him.
I heard this morning on Golf Channel he was being interviewed, and he actually let everybody know that he'd made the decision next year will be his last year.
Oh, that's good. That's good news. We get him one more year.
Yes.
I know Ben, and I'll let you in on another secret. Mm-hmm. Next year he shoots 78-78 and then makes the announcement, the following year is going to be my last year, I think.
That's so good. I love your perspective. Okay, when you're on the radio in the UK, you tend to move the needle, the betting needle. And you've done it in the past with Lucas Glover. Have you made any? Who are you picking at the Masters? Is it possible to pick someone to win the Masters?
Well,
it's
a pretty daunting task, and the pick that you're referring to was when I picked Lucas Glover. He was 250-1 with the bookmaker Paddy Power over in Ireland, and ironically enough, yesterday, when I was on the air, Paddy Power was on the air with me, and he said to me, Bob, do me a favor. Don't make any picks this year because I can't afford the payoff. He claims he lost well over $1 million on Lucas Glover. And the other thing that he told me, he says, don't forget, Bob, you come to Ireland, you'll never have to buy a dinner. You'll never have to buy a drink.
That's nice, even though you caused him to lose all that money, he still wants to be your host.
No. The people that won all that money is what he was referring to. He wouldn't give me a piece of dry toast.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we've got Rory McIlroy shooting. Well, he didn't do well. His marker played better, but his marker is a plus two. So his marker's not too shabby and plays at Augusta all the time, knows the course very well. What is it about Rory's game, do you think, that he has such trouble at Augusta National Golf Club?
Well, always at Augusta National, it's a matter of inches, and he certainly didn't get any breaks, and I'm not saying he played extremely well, but when he hits the ball on that par 5, he bombed his drive 13 and had it down there within a 7-iron of the green, and then it's a great shot that lands on a sprinkler head and goes up into the azaleas. Yeah. You know, there's not a lot you can do when things are going that way. He was playing the seventh hole of par three, and a huge gust of wind came up while his ball was in the air and almost blew it off the golf course. So, you know, sometimes, and all of your great listeners know that when you play this game, sometimes you say, wow, I can't do anything wrong. And then other times you say, wow, I can't do anything right. And the difference between the two is just merely a very fine line.
Yes, a bounce. I just get the from Twitter, Golf Central, Gary Woodland, 3-under, has bogeyed the tough par for 11th. Well, you know, he's human, they go on to say. Yeah, there we go, right? One of those moments.
Yeah, he's got to get past the 12th hole. That's you know, it's amazing. A little par three like that over the water, probably the most famous hole on Augusta National. And you would think that people would be thinking about twos. Jack Nicklaus put it best. He said all the years he ever played in the Masters, when he got to the 12th hole, all he would aim for is just the middle of the green. He didn't care where the hole location was, whether it was left or right. He felt if he could just hit it into the middle of the green, he'd do very well there. And, you know, that's what Gary Woodland is going to have to do. Make a three on 12 and then let it rip on 13. He can reach that par five and two. He can reach the 15th hole of par five and two. And he'll be in good shape going into Sunday. And we don't know what Bubba Watson's going to do. I mean, he has yet to three putt. Can you imagine? You play 36 holes at Augusta National without a three putt. You're really doing something. He's been driving it awfully well. He's been hitting his irons awfully well. But that doesn't mean, you know, that game that you fell asleep with on Saturday night necessarily wakes up with you on, I mean, on Friday night, necessarily yes. Wakes up with you on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. But watching him putt yesterday was just brilliance in action. The way he read the contours of those greens, the speed that he got on, it was just, he was just dialed in. And if he could putt like that today, he will have all of us tuned in. Who are you picking?
Well, before the tournament started, I felt very strongly about Matt Kuchar. And,
me too.
He's going to need a Gary Woodland type round here, depending on exactly what, you know, Bubba Watson does. I mean, if Bubba Watson shoots one or two over today, which is nowhere near a lousy round at Augusta National, then this whole thing gets opened up. If Bubba Watson goes out and shoots 4-under, to get it to 11-under, we don't have to watch television. We don't have to listen to the radio tomorrow. This thing would be over. But I like Adam Scott, too, because he showed me a lot yesterday, Danielle. A 3-over par in that outward 9, shooting a 39, and then coming in at 33.
Yeah.
He's at minus 3, just 4 shots off the pace. He's a very dangerous player. Obviously, I mean, he won the green jacket last year. And only 16 guys in history have ever won two green jackets or more. So it's not an easy task to do. Bubba Watson certainly be trying to join that elite group. And the one fascinating stat, and I have to give Janice credit for this. You know Janice Self,
yes.
The producer for
yes.
All this stuff. She came up with the stat that the last time the 18-hole leader at the Masters went on to victory was way back in 1984 when Ben Crenshaw accomplished the deal.
Wow.
So having the lead after 18 holes doesn't mean that much. We'll see what Bubba Watson does with the lead after 36 holes.
And Bob Bubka, Voice of Golf, co-host of the Grill Room radio show on TuneIn Radio. You can listen anytime, new on Monday, author of the Ryder Cup, golf's greatest event. Thank you so much for being on the show. Have fun on the stations in the UK that you're just about to be on.
Always look forward to being on with you, Danielle. Thanks for having me. And keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, Bob. We're going to come back and talk some more. All of our guests today are from Augusta. That is where they are right now, enjoying. Stephen Hennessy is the associate editor of Golf Digest magazine. He does for The Loop at Golf Digest. That's a brand new kind of like feature that they do, a little column inside. We're going to talk with Stephen about what it's like being there for the first time. I know what it's like being there for the first time after my experience last year. It's thrilling. We'll just see what insights he has for us on the inside. We'll be back. But first, before we do that, we were talking really briefly about Patrick Top 5 Reed. And I understand a young man who feels really, really strongly about how good he is. And he is good. He is on the PGA Tour. He is a winner on the PGA Tour. He is hot. He shot 73, 79. He's not playing this weekend at the Masters. And kids, take a little lesson from Arnold Palmer on bragging rights.
I suppose that I was been surprised recently with some of the comments that the young players say. As my father taught me, and he drove home that point, was he said, just remember something. He said, you don't need to tell anybody how good you are. You show them how good you are. And he drove that home with me. And so I learned early not to brag about how good I was or what I could do, but let my game take that away and show them that I could play well enough to play. And I tried to do that rather than talking about it, to show them. Win and win as much as you can. And I think Nicklaus has done that. Tiger's done it. I've never heard Jack Nicklaus say, I'm a great player. Or Tiger Woods, as a matter of fact. They just get out and do it. And I think that that's far more appealing and great, more satisfaction from that than talking about how good you are.
There you go. Let your sticks do the talking. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong is a special doctor. He also does house calls for the elderly. This is a special doctor. I did a lot of research for a dentist for myself, and I learned a lot about lots of dentists, and Dr. Armand Kainoa Chong is a special person. If you're looking for a dentist, check him out. All right. Stephen Hennessy, Associate Editor, Golf Digest Magazine. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you in the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me, Danielle.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to give away a round for two rounds, okay, to Poipu Bay Golf Course. And all you got to do is dial this number, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And the ninth caller wins. We'd like to celebrate graduation time, and this is for the graduates. But if you're not a graduate, it's okay. You can win. 808-296-5467. Two rounds at Poipu Bay. tell me, what's your, you know, this is your first time at Augusta. When I was at my first time at Augusta, it was, I had no idea what to expect. Tell me your impressions.
Well, everything that you hear, you know, all the expectations that you have coming into this place are, you know, so grandiose, and, you know, you expect the best. But when I got here, everything lived up to its name, and that doesn't happen so often, you know, and with any golf course, you know, that the conditions are just so pristine and the trees are magnificent. The green is, you know, lush and perfect. Really, I mean, it's hard to explain. And when you do read it and you do hear about how great of a place this is, it really lives up to its name. And that's amazing.
It is amazing. It's better than what people tell you, right?
Yes, it's true. And somehow, you know, you wouldn't think that's the case, but it really is.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, people make really pretty pictures. They take gorgeous snapshots, you know, I shouldn't say photographs. They paint, but somehow you just, I think it's the fact that it's all of your senses are just like become hypersensitive to all of the things that are coming at you. And you can't, you can't capture that in a photograph. You can get the picture of it, the prettiness of it, but you can't get the depth. You can get the two-dimensional on television, but you can't get that third. You know, it's just a really amazing place to go. And the prices, the ticket prices this year, frankly, have been a bit lower. Actually, almost affordable. If you're going to go to the Masters, this year would have been perfect.
Yeah. I heard of people getting practice round tickets for about $200 on Tuesday and Wednesday, which is pretty unheard of and might have to do with Tiger not being here. But yeah, I urge everyone to come experience this place, because if you like golf, this will not disappoint, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
It really is. It really is. Now, were you shocked at Augusta, that part of Augusta where Augusta National is?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You know, the outside of Augusta National Golf Club is so underwhelming, and really like any strip in America. It's, you know, Waffle Houses and, you know, Taco Bells and gas stations. And then all of a sudden you look and there's Magnolia Lane, and you, you know, experience this unworldly place. It is kind of unfathomable that this is located where it is, but
yeah,
that's what makes it more special.
It does. Maybe that's why when you were going, you go, wow, because, boy, it was really funky out there.
That's right. How could this be here?
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, okay, Washington Road, eh? There's a golf course around here somewhere?
It's so true.
Where are they hiding it?
Right.
So, and then you go in, and there's, of course, the place where you buy stuff. Everybody's got to buy something, because if you've actually gone in, you've got to come out with some trophy, like a shirt, right?
It's hard not to. All the different things that they offer in there. I actually spent $400 on Tuesday just buying stuff for my uncles and friends, you know, who were so jealous that I was coming here that I had to return home with something.
Yeah.
So that was the first day, and there's so many cool things in there you wouldn't expect, like even boxers if you want to wear Masters underwear. There's all sorts of cool stuff.
Oh, that's wonderful. It is. And it's if anybody said fire in that place, you would...
Yes. I mean, you could barely walk at any time. I've been in there at all times of the day this week, you know, whether it's 8 a.m. or lunchtime or even 3 or 4 o'clock, and it's packed. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It's literally wall-to-wall people. But what they've gotten this down to almost Disneyland-esque. You know, you come out
right
with your bag, and you're thinking, okay, now what am I going to do with a bag that all this stuff? I'm certainly
right?
What do they have? What do they have for you?
So what they can do now is they will ship your merchandise home to you. There's a little shipping kiosk outside of the merchandise shop.
Mm-hmm.
So you could ship your stuff and not have to carry it on the course. And you could also check it at that same spot. So at the end of the day, you just go back and claim all your gifts and you're off. And it's one of the most charming aspects of Augusta that I've found so far.
Yeah, you just stand in line and you get your little ticket, you know, and they hold it for you, and
yep,
your little cubby, you have You know, it's just wonderful. I didn't get a chance to go into the clubhouse and enjoy a beverage. Did you get to go inside the clubhouse?
Our plan is to do that tomorrow, before the final round. I guess that's one of some of the writers here do. So I'm looking forward to that for sure.
Yeah. What did you? How much time have you spent walking the course and following the players?
Oh, I've walked 18 every day at least, and yesterday I followed around Bubba in the morning, and then stuck around Amen Corner, and then on the 18th tee toward the end of the day, so I saw Adam Scott's group come in, Jordan Spieth's group come in.
Wow.
18th tee is one of the best spots to watch because it's such a difficult tee shot to shoot that narrow gap between the trees, and you know, to see these guys hitting it 300 yards through there with a little fade on there for the righties. It's an amazing spot, as are all the spots around here. Amen Corner, it lives up to its name. If you stand to the right at the 11th fairway, and you could watch the 12th tee box also, and you could see them putt out on the green. It's unlike any other tournament that I've been to. Seriously.
Yeah, it really is. And by the way, folks, you know, if somebody disappears into Augusta National, do not expect to hear from them for hours and hours and hours, because what's the rule?
No cell phones.
No communication. There is one little area, I think, where you can go and make a phone call. There's a little bank of phones next to the restrooms on the back down by Amen Corner.
Right, yeah, they have a payphone kiosk, right?
Yes. I think that's probably one of the cutest things about it. We're going to listen to Jonas Blixt just for a second here. There hasn't been a European winner in 15 years, and that's just seems amazing to me. An Aussie finally won, a Fijian, of course, many Americans, no European. Maria Olafabel says the drought is almost over. And, of course, Jonas Blixt is a very interesting young man. He could be the first Swede ever and the first European in 15 years to wear a green jacket, right? So what is he – I love how he says, being in contention is cool.
This is all you want. I mean, you want to be in contention coming Saturday and Sunday. So I know I'm very happy where I'm at right now. It's right where I want to be, and unless I had a 20-shot lead, but that's not going to happen. So – no, absolutely. I mean, you can't ask for anything else. I mean, in a major championship, being up there and have a chance of winning, it's a cool thing to do.
Yes, it is cool. It's awesome. And I don't think anybody saw Gary Woodland shooting 30, right? But then he hit Amen Corner.
Yeah, dunked it into the water at 12, right into Ray's Creek, and bogeyed 11. So.
Ouch.
You know, an amazing front nine. He's been working with Butch Harmon since Kapalua, I believe, this year, and they worked on giving him all sorts of shots around the course. So, you know, we're not surprised to see Woodland's so talented and he's so powerful. He could really bomb it off the tee. So, you know, you would think this would be a course he could play well at. No one saw a 30 coming, for sure.
Absolutely.
But if he gets himself into contention on the weekend, that would be impressive.
It would be, absolutely. You, we're going to talk about where you're staying, but I need to take a commercial break really quick. And I just want to get a sense from you of, you know, the best place, the best way to experience Augusta, and some final thoughts from you on being there before we talk with Sandy Crowley, of course, our Augusta golf girl, she's been going to the Masters since she was 16 years old. I'm not going to tell you, but it was, she has a lot of experience. We'll be back more. Stephen Hennessy, the associate editor, Golf World, and, the new feature that you have, what is that at Golf Digest? It's that it comes out every, it's a column. I can't think of the name of it all of a sudden. Well, we'll I think it's called The Loop.
The Loop, yeah. It's our new blog role
on
the website, and we update it, you know, every 20 minutes or, you know, very often from the majors. So you'll find a great collection of content on there from Augusta, from our 15 or so writers on the ground here. So definitely check that out at golfdigest.com.
Yes, we'll just wrap up right now. The Loop at golfdigest.com. When I was reading it, I like some of the inside you know, some of the things that you don't, you wouldn't make a complete article, but they're
right.
little pieces of information that make for a fun story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or interesting insight.
Right. Yeah, we're trying to cover every golf tournament from a different angle, things that others aren't producing on their websites. So we're trying to appeal to a younger crowd, too, and kind of making golf as a cool sport, because it really has become so in the last couple of years or so. So on The Loop, you'll find, you know, everything from the six things to watch on Saturday at Augusta, or a piece that I did on Tuesday was I ate every single concession stand item at Augusta National. And the best part was I bought 9 sandwiches, a beer, and a thing of cookies and an ice cream bar for $28. You can't do that at any other place in the U.S.
I'm glad you brought up the snacks, because I frankly could not eat a pimento cheese sandwich when I love, but I don't love it that much, you know.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, I had the egg salad sandwich.
Okay.
Okay, did you have the egg salad sandwich?
I did. I had all 9 of them. but the egg salad didn't do it for me.
Really?
But I will say that a handful of people told me that that was their favorite. But egg salad to me is just something that's an acquired taste, and you know, I don't have it too often. But even like a turkey and cheese sandwich for $2 was delicious. They put mayonnaise and mustard on it, and an American cheddar cheese. Oh, delicious. For $2, you can't beat it.
No, you can't. So you pay $500 to go in to watch the practice round, and you get a $2 sandwich.
Exactly.
So I imagine you're in a house, right, with a bunch of people.
Yes. So Golf Digest rents, as many you know, patrons do and organizations, we rent a couple houses around Augusta, and our writers, editors, and photographers will stay in the houses for the week. And, you know, these houses are just regular Augusta residents who, you know, move out for the week and probably go to Disney World or somewhere cool. And, you know, we stay there, and it's not expensive to do that. So I would definitely urge anyone who's interested in making a week at the Masters, check into some of the houses you could rent, because it's a nice, spacious way to do it. You know, we have a pool and a hot tub and a grill in our backyard. It's really nice.
You know, and you know what the people at Augusta say, the people who live there, who rent the houses? I was talking to a gal in a nail salon. You get a lot of scoops in a salon. She told me, you know, it's really cool, because when you have, you know, the group come in, let's say Golf Digest or whoever is renting, then they clean the house when they leave. So you come home, the residents come home to a, not only did they get paid for, you know, the house, it's completely clean, spotless.
Right. That's a great perk. Absolutely.
It's like having, you know, going for a vacation, coming home, and somebody's done your spring cleaning for you.
Right.
Stephen Hennessy, thanks so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure having you.
Thanks, Danielle. Anytime. Cheers.
Cheers. We'll be back with Sandy Crawley from Augusta. That's the show today. This is the Masters Show. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why we designed the new Acura MDX just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with 3 separate performance settings to meet your mood. One-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available AcuraLink surface street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. Introducing the new 2014 Acura MDX. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out our latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit us today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It's a great day. I don't want to give it all away. Of course, the Masters television. Where am I going to see the Masters? It's on at 9 o'clock this morning. I think it's CBS, but I'm not absolutely certain. It was ESPN. You know, I don't know. But I think it's CBS. It's one of the three big ones, you know, the traditional big ones. Okay, we've got this new phone number for you to call. If you've got a question, a comment, a suggestion, you want to rant, you can. The number is 844-332-8500. 844-332-8500. 844-332-8500. Call anytime. And I like to reward people with goodies. And you know that we just gave away a fabulous two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. The South Shore Gem. I can't talk this morning. The South Shore Gem. This is on Kauai. It's absolutely fabulous. The Grand Slam of Golf was played there for years. Beautiful golf course. If you feel intimidated by a golf course, don't be. Just tee it forward. Don't worry about how many strokes, how many times it takes you to get that ball into the hole, or whether you get into the hole, or whether you pick up the ball. You are in one of the most beautiful places on earth. Poipu Bay Golf Course, South Shore of Kauai, and look who has won. From Hilo, Hawaii, Jeff Berger, you are our winner. Thank you for listening on KPUA in Hilo. That is absolutely awesome. What's absolutely awesome is that we're going to talk with Sandy Crowley. She's in Augusta. And we're going to give you, because the great Bridgestone golf ball giveaway continues. And all you have to do is be a caller, 808-296-5467. It's 808-296-5467. I want you to give us a call. Last night at the Executive Women's Golf Association meeting that we had, the EWGA got together, and Bridgestone gave away to one of our guests who may be joining our Executive Women's Golf Association a beautiful box of Bridgestone golf balls. You could win one. 808-296-5467. Be the ninth caller and win. Sandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. It's so good to be back on the show for the, I think this is our fourth year together.
Absolutely. And we got to sit together in this. Where did we go after spending some time on the golf course? We met in Augusta, the very pretty part of Augusta, on the river, the kind of old townish. You feel.
And you know, actually, as a treat for you, I popped into the tournament earlier today, and I popped out to be on the broadcast with you. And I'm downtown sitting at the Metro at the bar that I took you to, the little pub coffee shop that I took you to last year. So
yes.
I figured it would be quite fitting to broadcast from here.
Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
The Metro. It's the Metro. It's really close.
The Metro.
And it's close to the, is it the Augusta Golf Museum?
It is, yes. It's right on Broad Street, which is a very historic road in Augusta, Georgia. The downtown area is really growing. There are a lot of great restaurants and places to shop, and it's just gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. So I do apologize for any background noise that you hear. There are a lot of people out and about today, and it's just the weather couldn't be nicer. And I'd love to take credit for the weather. I've been asked that a couple times this week, actually. Were you in charge of the weather? I'm like, wow, that would be great. That would be really good if I could pull that off.
Sandy is Augusta Golf Girl on Facebook. You can find her on Facebook. In Hawaii, everybody's a Facebooker. She's also on Twitter, Augusta Golf Girl. And if you want to find out more about going to the Masters, because with drive, chip, and putt, we're going to have four qualifiers, one on Maui, Kauai, Oahu, and the Big Island. And then we're going to have a sub-regional. I'm not sure which island it'll be on, but the Aloha Section PGA is putting all the details together. So we're going to have the qualifiers, and then instead of having to fly to the mainland for a sub-regional, they're making a sub-regional for Hawaii. And then you will go to the regional, and if you come out of the regional, you will go to Augusta, and you will be playing in the Drive Chip Putt Championship Finals at Augusta National. And you will want to know where to stay. You will want to know where, you know, a good part of town is. Now, I didn't have a clue, so when I went, I stayed at the Masters, which was a little motel, which you'd probably pay for about $30 a night if it weren't. Yeah, $200. Yeah, $200 is what I paid, and I'm like, okay, so,
You actually got a pretty decent deal. People actually drive to Columbia, South Carolina, which is about an hour's drive from Augusta, and they stay there. And so I'm hearing figures this year of about 140 to 160
wow.
to stay in Columbia. But you have to drive an hour there, and then you have to get up at the crack of dawn and drive an hour in to go to the tournament. But, you know, it's a good alternative. The only downside to that is that you definitely miss out on the nighttime traffic here in Augusta, the social scene, which is my favorite part of the tournament. I love being inside the gates. I love the tournament itself, but the city itself is, you know, I've been to a lot of golf tournaments, a lot of very, you know, the Ryder Cup and the U.S. Open and PGA Championship, and the Masters is so different. The social scene, the celebrities that are here, they're so accessible. Everyone's just here for the love of the game, and it definitely brings back a different time. The politeness, everyone, it's such a unifying tournament, I think.
Yeah, it brings everybody kind of down to earth and yet gracious and social. It's not it's not as hoity-toity as you'd think, given...
Oh, no.
Right? Because it's
no, not at all. You know, that's one of the things that over the years I've asked people, you know, about their first-time experience. And that's the thing that they tell me is that, you know, they expected to go in and, you know, have this really uppity kind of tournament. And the great thing about the Augusta... Sorry. The great thing about the Augusta tournament is that it's like, I call it the Disney World for adults. It is the Mecca. It is, I mean, every time you turn, and I mean, I've been going for quite a while now, and I'm still just blown away every year. You walk in the door, and everything is perfect, and everyone is so nice, and you just never want to leave. And, you know, Stephen was saying with the prices of the food, I mean, it's the best place to take a date if you can find a cheap ticket because, you know, you're going to, wine them and dine them all day long, and they're just going to be like, wow, this is great, you know.
Yeah.
But no, I can't even tell you the stories from people around the world of their trips,
know,
and what they do to get here. That's what amazes me, you know. I have actually started keeping journals of stories. And so maybe one day I'll share some stories of the things that people have actually done to go to this tournament. And, you know, they do. And at the end of the day, you know, they say it was absolutely worth it and worth even more.
Now, if someone wants to find, let's say, a house, how do you go about finding a house that's available? Can we find it at Augusta Golf Girl on Facebook?
That is better suited for something called the Augusta Housing Bureau. They're actually sanctioned by the Augusta National themselves, and so they're based out of the Augusta Business Chamber here locally, and the local community literally works through them, and they list their homes for rent, and they facilitate, you know, all the rentals of that. And then there's lots of corporate hospitality companies as well that, you know, 1018 is one of my favorite organizations with those guys, and the Executive Club, and all of those guys, just they're so used to putting together world-class trips. But, you know, if you're just trying to take your kid to the Masters for the first time and you're working with a limited budget, I would definitely suggest the Masters Housing Bureau is your number one stop. And you can find their website online, Masters Housing Bureau, and
yes,
they can help you. They're one of the best.
Excellent. We're talking with Sandy Crowley, Augusta Golf Girl. She's on Facebook and on Twitter. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask her about what you'd like to do, if there are some golf courses nearby that you'd like to play, because maybe you only have one ticket. And right, it's expensive to get all week. You're probably not going to have that much. You want to plan some other things to do around Augusta.
You absolutely do. And there's so much to do in Augusta. If you're a golfer, Matt Ginella has actually done a really good job of compiling a lot of the really good local courses. There's one in particular, the Palmetto Club over in Aiken. You can only play it during Masters Week. So it's $195, but that includes your cart fees, your greens, your lunch, your snacks, a drink, everything. So it's a really good deal. The average rate for a typical round of golf in Augusta that week goes between $300 to $400 per person.
Wow.
So, $195 to play on a course like that with so much history that you can't normally touch the rest of the year. It's one of the best deals out there. Little known secret, and thanks to, the online communities of golf and the publications and the writers and the bloggers, those things are getting out there and they're a little more well known now.
Where would you take kids to eat? Are there places, nice restaurants for children that children would be comfortable going to? Because, Augusta's going to see a huge influx of children. There were only 88 finalists this time. There are going to be a lot more soon.
Well, I can tell you that Augusta has just, I have a son. So my son himself loves golf. And so Mellow Mushroom is a local based out of Atlanta pizza place. And so they have, Mellow Mushrooms all over the southeast. And so there are a couple of Mellow Mushrooms here, and they do a really good job catering to kids. That's one of my favorites. I actually take my son down to the Sports Center. It's a old dive bar kind of place, gnarly. The people that work there, it's a family-owned place. They're the sweetest. Shout out to Miss Sandy. She's a doll. And we go in and have the best hamburgers you'll ever have in your life. Right. And it's that little-known, local inside scoop. If you ask a local, where's the best hamburger? They're going to say, oh, go see Miss Sandy at the Sports Center. It's great. So
that's so cool. When we talked last year, you had a chance to go to the veranda in the clubhouse inside Augusta National. You were enjoying, of course, the special beverages, and you spent some time with some really special people. Anybody that you can talk to us about who you've been with this week, talking and hanging out at the course?
There are so many people in town, and they're so gracious, and you run into them, and it's really become a reunion every year for me, and I love sharing that with anyone that I can. I was fortunate enough this year to go to Gary Player's, Mr. Player's personal barbecue, and just talk about, pinch myself. I'm still thinking, how did this happen? I took a selfie with Gary Player. Like, I'm sorry. Anyone that hates selfies, I did that. And yeah, I'm okay with it. but no, they're just, this is the tournament you come to if you want to feel like, they make you feel right at home.
Did you really? Wait a second. Now, Gary Player's party, was that where there was the traditional dancing?
Last year there was. This year he brought in. Get this, but he brought in the Red Hot Chili Pipers, and it's they're great. They're the full Kelson bagpipes and a full band, and two drummers and award-winning drummers. And they played their hearts out, and they put on one heck of a show. And Mr. Player was dancing up front,
yes,
with the band, and just, oh my God, it was the greatest ever, And that's Masters Week, that's what happens. It's not hoity-toity. It's, I go to a lot of the corporate parties, and let me tell you, we laugh, we have fun, we talk about our love of the game of golf, and the Masters, and how many years have you been coming, and what's something you know that I don't know? And, you know, it's very sharing. But you were asking about, you know, how do you go to the Masters? And, you know, I started Augusta Golf Girl in college, and I was literally setting up trips for corporate clients and everything like that. And I got that nickname, you know, hey, get in touch with that Augusta Golf Girl. And, you know, I took that online and branded it out a few years back to help everyone. I thought, wow, there's, you know, got to be a lot of people out there that they're not corporate money. You know, they have a budget, and let's see if I can tweet where to play and where to stay and all those things. And that was back in, I think, 08. So the great thing now is that there's so much information out there, even the traditional publications such as, you know, Golf Digest and Augusta Chronicle, who's our local paper. You know, if I could give you one tip to have a great trip to the Masters is go online and follow the Augusta Chronicle, read their special Augusta.com publications. I mean, they do an amazing job putting it together from a local's perspective. You know, the stats and the tournament itself, but also the community and what's available for your trip.
Because
you know?
if you're going to go to the Augusta for the drive chip putt finals, mm-hmm. you're not going to be able to tell your child, "I'm sorry, dear, I'm really happy that you won, but we can't go any further." You know, that's going to
yeah.
be right. That's going to be tough to do. Sandy Crowley, thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, no problem. I love being on your show. And happy Masters, everyone. And tweet me. That's the best way to get in touch with me. So just send me a tweet at Augusta Golf Girl.
Augusta Golf Girl on Twitter as well as on Facebook. You can find Augusta Golf Girl on Facebook, because in Hawaii, most people have a Facebook account. We're just growing Twitter in Hawaii. So Twitter is Augusta Golf Girl and on Facebook as well. Thank you, Sandy.
Okay. Happy Masters.
Until
right.
next time, aloha.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Do you suffer from migraines and headaches, stiff neck, or grind your teeth? Come see Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute. 20 years and state-of-the-art diagnostics with a caring staff gives you peace of mind. We're located at 3660 Wailea Avenue in Kaimuki, above Kahala. Call 737-2865 for your appointment. Validated parking. The first step to ending your chronic pain is Dr. Armand Chong at the Hawaii TMJ Institute.
Joining us in the clubhouse this morning, it's TJ Acura of Honolulu, graduation.
It's graduation season, and it's a particularly a special season for me because I've got a college graduate pending this May. I'm getting ready to pony up for master's degrees. That's what I'm getting ready for.
They all want to be independent now. You know, they need to be able to travel. They need to be able to go pursue their dreams, and they'll need a car to do that. Acura of Honolulu, and you can find them at AcuraHonolulu.com. Tell us about this for graduates.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danielle, this is a really, really dynamite program. Acura has a special college graduate program, and of course, that rewards college graduates for, you know, their determination for going, for following through and getting that degree. And it rewards them in a special way, not only monetarily by giving them $500 as a special discount or applicable to their purchase or lease. All they have to do is prove to me who they are with a driver's license, social security card, and show me their diploma that they actually finished school. And we knock $500 right off the top as a gift from Acura. More importantly, they get a guaranteed approval. A lot of times what you'll find is these kids come out of college, they've been leaning on mom and dad the whole time. They don't have any of their own credit. And then when they come to their graduation time, they find out that mom and dad need to co-sign for them to qualify to get their new car because they don't have any credit experience. With Acura, we'll get you guaranteed approval all by yourself with no co-signer as long as you don't have any negative credit. We'll get you down the road with a great below-market-based APR, a $500 discount bonus applied, and your parents won't have to get involved other than helping you make that great decision. They won't have to sign. They won't have to jeopardize that refinance that's coming up in the fall. They won't have to worry about, you know, getting their own car loan later on in the year because they've signed for you. And it lets those youngsters actually, you know, take pride in the accomplishment that they've achieved by graduating, taking full responsibility for the next step of their lives.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
It's The Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Bubba Watson was magnificent, even with bogeys on 9 and 18 yesterday. With the winds gusting to 20 miles an hour, he reached the par fives and two, putted the contours of the greens with a speed that was just brilliant. He says he has to keep his head down and stay focused today.
I mean, you got to think about where I've come from. My mom having two jobs to pay for my golf, my dad working in construction. And when you think about that and where I am in my career, where I am with my family, my young family, it's an accomplishment for a guy named Bubba. You know, my year, my career was complete, you know, after that win. And so, yeah, I mean, obviously I was going to hang over from the green jacket. It's going to take me some time. You know, I do everything my way. I learned the game my way. I figured it out my way. And so, it just takes me a little bit longer with a mental focus and drive to get back to where I am today. You know, this year started off a little bit better than last year.
It was interesting. I was reading golfdigest.com where Ron Syrak wrote a very interesting article about the new improved Bubba Watson. Welcome to the show, Ron Syrak, executive editor of Golf World and senior writer Golf Digest. Of course, you can read his work at golfdigest.com. He's also an author and co-host now of the Annika Hour with Annika Sorenstam. Once a month, I believe it's going to be on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. Do I got that right, Ron?
You got it all right. Sounds good. And thanks for having me back on again.
Absolutely. So what do you mean by new and improved Bubba?
Well, you know, when he won here in 2012, he sort of went into a funk. He went 22 months until he won again. And I think he's used that time. And look, this is a story I've heard from players before. You win your first major championship, and your life changes. Sponsors want more from you. The media wants more from you. The public wants more from you. And it takes you a while to get your feet back on the ground. And I think his feet are back on the ground now. And I think he's playing the game with a little bit greater appreciation than he was before.
It's an exciting time at the Masters with 11 first-timers making the cut and six guys over 50 making the cut. What do you make of this?
Well, you know, here's what I make of it. I think we're into a really, really interesting period right now in golf, in men's golf anyway, with Tiger on the shelf and with Phil Mickelson, 42 years old. You know, we spent almost 20 years where we knew that Tiger was number one and Mickelson was number two. And now I really don't think we have any idea who number one is. You know, it's sort of a mad scramble. When Patrick Reed said a couple of weeks ago he's one of the five best players in the world, I sort of thought, well, that's true because about 20 players can say they're one of the five best players in the world, you know, and that's who we are right now. We're in an interesting shaking out process, and we're looking to see who's going to step forward, raise their hand, and say, "Hey, pick me. I'm the best in the world."
It's interesting. So, how would you describe, with Tiger being out of the field and now Phil Mickelson not making the cut, the first two and a half, almost 3 days of this Masters, the 78th edition?
Well, you know, the thing about this place is the place is so special. It's the only major that's played in the same golf course every year. So part of the storyline, a huge part of the storyline every year is the golf course. And that's never going to change. That's never going to go away. That transcends Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. And we know that come tomorrow afternoon, when they're coming down the stretch here, we're not going to be thinking about who's not here. We're going to be thinking about who is, because this tournament just sort of never disappoints. I mean, look at the great finish we had last year with Adam Scott and Angel Cabrera matching birdies on the 72nd hole and going to a playoff. So I think we're going to have a great finish. It looks, from what I saw, the preliminary numbers from Thursday, the TV ratings took a bit of a hit with Tiger not here, but it doesn't change the intensity of the tournament.
No. Now, the question I have for you is, did Tiger Woods spoil us? Like, the audience today, you know they're not patient. They've got a 15-second attention span, right? They want it now. They want to know now. I want my brownies now. I want them microwaved. We knew if Tiger Woods was on, he was going to win. So did he spoil us that way?
Yeah, what I'm hoping right now is that what people will do is take a step back and appreciate what he did even more, you know? And in a way, I think we started to take him for granted.
Yes.
And assume that you could just play the game at that level all the time. And, you know, I'll tell you honestly, on Twitter, I don't know who are more annoying, the Tiger lovers or the Tiger haters. You know, they're both sort of have tunnel vision. But the point that I'll make is Tiger's still probably the best player in the world. He won 5 times last year. He's 38 years old now, though, and he's not what he was when he was 24. No athlete is. No athlete in any sport. And he's still amazing, but he's not as, I mean, from 2000 to 2004, you know, he played golf on a level that was otherworldly. And I don't think we're ever going to see that Tiger again. I'd like to see one more year from him like that, but I'm not expecting it.
And we don't know, you know, who's going to fill the void, because, you know, I was thinking about this. This is a crazy game of golf. For us to expect people to wait over a 4-day period for the winner when, you know, they go to a ball game and they're 4 hours. I think that's too long if you're, you know.
Right.
So the question is, how do you get to the people to go, okay, 4 days, we've got this, if we're going to grow the game, thinking of growing the game, certainly there's a core group of people, you know, the obsessed golfers, me,
right.
You, who are involved in the game. We're different. There are millions of people who came in because Tiger was playing. How do we get them to understand, you know, that's the part I just don't know. How do we generate the audience, generate the capital, the nut, to sustain this game at the price points it's reached?
Yeah, you know, Tiger was totally unique in the sense that he reached not just beyond the core golf audience, the general sports audience, but he reached even beyond the sports audience to the public at large. Because he was a social phenomenon as much as he was a truly athletic phenomenon. That doesn't happen very often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will say this, though. In 1986, when Nicklaus won here, the last time, his last major, at age 46, there were a lot of people saying, we're never going to see another golfer as dominant as Jack Nicklaus. There's so much talent out there now, we're never going to see anybody separate themselves from the pack the way he did. And 10 years later, we had Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
There will be another Tiger Woods somewhere. He may not be on our radar screen right now. He may be 14 years old, you know, but that player will develop sometime. As for getting people back engaged with the game, I think the thing they had here on Sunday morning, the drive, chip, and putt contest, 88 kids competing, boys and girls, in 4 age divisions, was a wonderful thing. And I think that the Augusta National Golf Club over the last 5-6 years, really since Billy Payne's been chairman, has taken its role as a quasi-governing body in the game very seriously. And they are trying to work at creating things to grow the game, like creating the Pacific Asia Amateur Championship that gives you a spot into the Masters. And now, starting next year, there'll be the Latin American Amateur Championship, which will give you a spot into the Masters. Those are all good things, along with the junior program that they're doing.
Yeah, it's really nice. In Hawaii, we're going to have 4 qualifiers, 1 on Maui, Kauai, Oahu, and the Big Island. Then we'll have a sub-regional So you won't have to fly to the mainland. You'll be able to bring your kid here to Oahu, probably, or one of the neighbor islands. And then they will have to go to a regional on the mainland and see whether or not they can make it into the drive chip putt championship finals at Augusta. So now all 50 states are participating, 50,000 kids. Will there be more than 88 coming to Augusta?
Yeah, they're going to have 256 local qualifying sites in all 50 states. And my guess is perhaps as early as next year, they'll go international with this. And, you know, and then I think that still the number that they have coming here is probably a good number. I'll tell you, I left the Craft Nabisco early. I left it on Saturday so I could be here Sunday morning to watch this junior thing. And as impressed as I was with the golf skills of these kids, when they brought the eight winners in, four boys, four girls, in their age divisions, when they brought them into the interview room and we were talking with them, I was also really impressed with how together these kids were. They were smart, but even more important than that, they were greatly appreciative of the opportunity to be here and play here. And it was good to see that. Those kids are going to go home, and they're going to tell their friends what an amazing experience they had. And they're going to tell friends who don't play golf that they had a ball in Augusta, Georgia, and they were on TV, they were on Golf Channel, and their friends are going to want to play. I think they're onto something with that competition.
Yeah, I hope the TV crew hips it up a little bit on television. It's got to be for kids to sit and watch that for 2 hours. There's got to be something a little bit snappier to it. It was a little bit too much like watching a golf tournament that can be, frankly, a little bit slow, a little bit dull, you know? So for children to watch Golf Channel and watch this event, Drive Chip Putt Championship, it's fabulous that they're doing it. It's great that it's live. It just needs to get the hip factor absolutely has to increase. Now, let's talk a little bit about the golf course. You said that, of course, it is the Masters at Augusta National. Augusta National is what you're playing up against. That's your competitor. You're not playing against anybody else, except maybe yourself. Bubba Watson was said to be dominating the start lines. I'm not sure what that means because I'm not that cool or hip in the game. He seems to be certainly dominating reading the green speed and the contours. What does dominating the start line mean?
I think it means that essentially the way he's attacking the holes. I mean, look, he says the key to this golf course is hit fairways, hit greens, you know, and I'm not sure that's not the key to every golf course. But it certainly is the key here. This is a gettable golf course, and that's part of what makes it such an exciting place. You know, today we had Gary Woodland shoot 30 on the front nine, and that's what's thrilling about this golf course. There are 30s out there. You know, Nicklaus shot 30 on the back nine in 86 when he won. One of the changes, Danielle, that I've seen in the last few years here, I think when they started renovating the course and they lengthened it and they Tiger-proofed it, they took some of the roars out of the weekend. There wasn't as much fireworks action out there on the weekend. And what I've seen them doing the last few years was putting the toughest hole locations out there on Thursday and Friday, and then making Saturday and Sunday a more TV-friendly birdie fest. And that's brought the roars back. And if you look, that's exactly what happened. We didn't have anybody under 68 the first 2 days here. And now we've got several people. Miguel Angel Jimenez looks like he's going to shoot 66. And Woodland for a while was on a scary, looked like he might get down to 62. But I do think that they're using Thursday, Friday to sort of weed out the dead wood and then make the course more accessible on the weekend.
Yeah, I like that. It's usually the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you like to finish what you were going to say, please?
No, I was just going to say that I was under strict orders from John Huggan to use the words hole location. And not
No, that was probably Melissa who was giving you strict instructions because I had Mr. John Huggan on and we were talking about pin positions this morning and you know how the USGA really wants to take over the world. So I was listening to Sir Nick Faldo talking this morning about his first time at Augusta in the 70s when it was an invitational and it didn't matter how great you were in the rankings, you didn't get to Augusta unless it was, you know, you were invited. It was really an invitational. And he said when he walked in, he read the sign, "Please keep off the grass." And his first thought was, "This is going to be a tricky week." That cracked me up. So what are you working on? I mean, the last time I talked with you, I didn't know you were going to do a radio show. You kept that quiet into yourself, sir. Gosh golly, what storyline are you working on for Augusta for tomorrow or Sunday?
Well, you know, right now it's just looking at the leaderboard and seeing what's there. I wrote Bubba yesterday, and the day before that I wrote what we were talking about how wide open this is and how we're looking to figure out who the best player in the world is. There's a ton of good stories in this leaderboard right now. You know, Bubba is Bubba. John Stenden, the guy who's starting in second place, has just got a swing to die for, but has only two wins at the age of 42, 8 years apart. Adam Scott, who on Wednesday night we had the Golf Writers Association awards dinner, and he was the male player of the year. I presented that award to him and had a chance to spend some time with him, and he's trying to do something this weekend that only Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods have done, which is win back-to-back Masters. That'd be a terrific story to write. So at this point on a Saturday, you're sort of looking around, waiting for the leaderboard to tell you what the storyline's going to be.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, this game, it's so interesting. You can have it. You can be on, right? The first nine holes, you've got it. Everything's working for you. And then then it's gone.
I don't think that the public, and even the golfing public, but certainly the non-golfing public, appreciates how physically and emotionally exhausting 72 holes of stroke play is. You know, this is not match play. You can't pick your ball up and put it in your pocket. You've got to keep hitting it until you get it in the cup. And this is a very difficult golf course to walk. It's very hilly. And that's why you wonder if guys like Jimenez and Couples are going to be able to hold up over 72 holes here.
Mm-hmm.
But the demands on a player to maintain your focus for 72 holes and not fall asleep for that 1 5-minute stretch that could cost you a triple bogey and play
yes.
out of the tournament is really, really hard to do.
Yes.
I remember doing that. I did in our recent Golf World Word from the Wise issue. One of the people I interviewed was Joanne Carner. And Joanne was 30 when she turned pro. She had won the U.S. Women's Amateur 5 times. And I said to her, what was the biggest difference when you turned pro? And she said, man, playing stroke play instead of match play. You couldn't hit the ball, you know, off the planet. You do that in match play, it just costs you one hole. You do it in stroke play, it could cost you the tournament.
Yeah, it's perfect. Mark Leishman is the perfect example. He's 5 under, and then bam, he's 5 over, and he's missed the cut.
You look at how many people number 12 has claimed this week already, you know. And oh, by the way, that's another point I'd like to make. Number 12 is 156 yards long. And this whole trend, this whole thing that we have to make golf courses longer and longer and longer is just not true. It's just not true. They're there. Adam Scott was there with a 9-iron in his hand and hit it in the water, you know. Short and strategic is way more interesting than long and hard.
Ron Syrak, Golf World Executive Editor, Senior Writer for Golf Digest Magazine, and co-host of the Annika Hour on Sirius XM PGA Tour Radio. He had the last word. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Absolutely. The Golf Club, brought to you by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue, and it's for golfers of all abilities. Do not be put off. Do not be frightened. Just tee it forward and just have fun. That's the most important part of getting out. If you're going to spend 3 or 4 hours on the golf course, those are 3 or 4 hours you want to enjoy. Forget your scorecard. Unless you're, of course, getting your handicap down. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Protection for your home or your business. That's right. You have them come onto the property, find out where you are vulnerable, and then they'll protect you. Get the Star Team on your property. And Star Protection, what you need here in Hawaii. They're also in California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura at Acura of Honolulu. Acura of Honolulu also has their college graduate program. You can buy your new car without a cosigner. College graduates, establish your credit, get yourself a ride. Ask TJ at Acura of Honolulu. That's 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. I want to thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm going to go play a round of golf. Aloha. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.